Time for our daily COVID-19 update. And joining us on the phone today is Dr. Kate Dove. Dr. Dove is a pediatrician with Pediatric Associates. Dr. Dove, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being a part of our show and bringing us up to date. And today you get to give us some different perspectives and how with this COVID-19 world that we are living in and the impact on A, looking out for your kids, and B, how to help them deal with it. There's a lot of aspects here when it comes to children.
Yes, I agree.
So let's talk first about the coronavirus. I want to ask us, have you had any of your patient base come in with any coronavirus concerns as a pediatrician?
Yeah, we have been seeing more and more families have concerns that their children might have had exposure, and more families have exposure. So I think that as, you know, time has gone on, we haven't seen less concern. We've seen more concern and more questions, for sure.
Any positive tests coming out of the younger set?
No, and the last data I looked at, Children's Mercy produces weekly information, and they have now tested over 800 children in their community, and only 4 children tested positive. They have no pediatric hospitalizations. And I think that data is very reassuring, and that this is not that children can't be affected by coronavirus, but they don't seem to be more severely affected as other populations in our community.
But the importance also is that they could be carriers of the virus, and
you
know, you want to make sure that they are going about with the necessary safety measures, and with a youngster, that can be a challenge.
Correct, yeah. So we worry about the asymptomatic patients or community members, and children are certainly not able to be asymptomatic carriers. So for sure, I think that as the stay-at-home order lifts, we have to be even more vigilant and even more cautious with the asymptomatic people in our community, and that's where masking really can be beneficial.
What's the environment like there at Pediatric Associates in this COVID world we're in now?
Right now, we have done a few things to try to help keep our community healthier. We're doing our well child checks in the morning and early afternoon. We're screening every patient that calls in for potential travel exposure or COVID symptoms. And if they have any of those risk factors, we're electing to see them in a different venue, either in telemedicine, so remotely, where they're able to stay at home and practice social distancing and quarantine and isolation, or perhaps sending them to the respiratory clinic that just recently got started in our community. Or if their risk we deem is lower, seeing them in clinic later in the afternoon when all of the well children are no longer present and we are kind of cohorting sick and well apart from each other so that there's less chance of commingling.
This is quite an educational experience for youngsters, especially learning a lot about hygiene matters, I suppose, and, you know, terms.
Correct.
Like social distancing, especially with a kid that needs that parents want to dote on.
Yeah.
And grandparents, et cetera. That's got to be tough.
Yeah. And we realize, you know, we're almost, you know, 2 months into this, and everyone is really wanting to have life return back to normal, and to be with their family members and their friends, and to do, have that social aspect of their life. And I think it's even more important right now to be very vigilant. As stay-at-home order lifts, we know that more and more people are going to be commingling, and there's going to be increased exposure. And so I think our social distancing is even more important when the stay-at-home order lifts.
I know that masks for children have to be a challenge, unless it's Halloween, of course. But
you know,
so many of the masks that are available and that are being made are designed for adults. Challenges with kids finding masks that are appropriate and good for them to wear?
Great question. So we don't recommend any masks for children under the age of 2. We don't recommend that anyone sleep in a mask or wear a mask, you know, all the time like healthcare workers do, where we're keeping it on all the time while we're at work because of the risk of, like, suffocation with children. So for those children over the age of 2, and if you don't have a cloth mask at home, a bandana works great. So you can kind of make your child into a cowboy or fashion it into more like a Halloween mask and try to make it fun. We don't want people to feel pressure to go out and try to find surgical masks or feel like they don't have access to masks because they're not able to sew or they don't know someone who has handmade masks. A bandana will work just fine.
We're visiting today on KMAN with Dr. Kate Dove of Pediatric Associates. And, you know, there's also the aspects of, you know, how the world is different today because kids aren't in school. We see kids out on the streets and doing all kinds of kid things. And there's got to be some safety concerns as well. And I've talked about this, you know, during a time that we typically have the announcement of school speed zones are in effect. And just because there's no school doesn't mean that you have to take that lightly.
Right. So, you know, for pediatricians, as the weather gets nicer, children are outside a lot more often. And so there's an increase in injuries in general. And I think that that's going to be even more apparent with times like the COVID-19 pandemic. And so I'd encourage parents to make sure that if your children are riding a bike, a scooter, or a skateboard, that they're wearing a helmet. I think this is a great time of year to do a practice fire drill and a practice tornado drill with your family so that if, you know, as we get into our spring season where there's more thunderstorm, families know where to go and know what their safety plan is. Those are things that are reviewed during the school year that might not have gotten done because of the pandemic. And then lastly, with Parks and Rec not having activities over the summer, we know that a lot of families have wanted to get pools, wanted to get activities for over the summer to keep them busy. And so I'd encourage you that if you have gotten a pool of some sort to have in your backyard, that you make sure you have lots of layers of protection between your pool and your children or other people that might come in your yard. So a fence works really well. It's around the whole perimeter of the pool, or making sure that you're draining the water every night just to decrease the chances of drowning.
Dr. Dove, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on KMAN. We appreciate a different perspective here in our new COVID world that we have and how it pertains to children. And I know that there are a lot of parents that are appreciative of your comments this morning. So thank you.
Thank you so much.